My name's Phil Spencer. I'm patron of St Mungo's. St Mungo's helps over 20,000 people across all their different services. And it's getting help to people who are sleeping rough, but it's also providing housing and support and kind of behind the scenes preventing homelessness or rough sleeping from actually happening. Funds and money are tight, as they are for the housing associations and the councils that are attempting to generate enough housing. What I wanted to sort of spread the word about this week is St Mungo's Woolly Hat Day. Is an opportunity for everyone out there to get involved and to try and help people. Wear a woolly hat on Friday and donate to the cause. Homelessness has doubled in the last 6 years. So unless something changes, it's not a happy sight, particularly at this time of year. There's some genuinely freezing conditions, as you've seen in Kent. People have died. We're a civilized country. This is not something that we can stand by and watch happen. Homelessness itself covers all sorts of people in temporary housing and unsuitable housing and couch surfing with friends. Across the country, I read during the week, there are 100,000 children in temporary accommodation. So that's not somewhere that they can actually call home. The cost of rents have increased. At the same time, incomes have been squeezed and housing benefits have been cut. I suppose then you add in, we don't have enough affordable housing as it is. And the whole kind of melting pot isn't pretty. It's tough out there. And I think, you know, it shows that people are concerned. They're worried. Homelessness is actually something that affects lots of people. And the fact is that the situation is getting worse, not better.